Kia ora e te whānau, nau mai hoki mai ki Māori Millionaire, ko te kahukura Boynton tōku ingoa, huri tēnei no Ngāti Kahungunu Ngāi Tūhoe te whakatohea hoki. And I am the podcast host for Māori Millionaire. I'm so, so, so excited for you to be here today because today is our 100th podcast episode. And so we're going to do a bit of a special episode for this. But before we got into it, I wanted to say thank you so much for tuning into this episode. If you've been here since the beginning or maybe you've joined along the way, I'm so grateful to you for listening to these episodes, for sharing these episodes, and for just genuinely being part of this huarahi with me. I am a completely different person to the person who started this podcast and this business, and I've grown so much. But I know that I haven't done that by myself and that many of the people who have been on this journey with me have also grown. And I'm so grateful for every single person who has joined me on this journey because that's why I started this. I didn't want to do it all by myself. I wanted other people to come along with me on this journey of self-development, of becoming Māori millionaires, of, you know, growing. And I'm just so, so happy that there are so many people who have joined me on this way, on this journey. We have almost 60,000 accounts following the Māori Millionaire social media pages across TikTok, across Instagram, Facebook, and our other platforms. And I just think that's so special, like 60,000 people, 60,000 accounts. Obviously, I know some of those will be the same people on different accounts, but 60,000 different accounts are following our pages. And I started off at zero, just like everyone, you know, starts off at zero. And there's 60,000. And I just wanted to take a moment and just appreciate that and appreciate all of you who have chosen to follow me, who have chosen to join me on this huarahi, to join me on this journey. I'm so, so grateful for you all. You guys honestly mean so much to me. And I'm just so excited for the next 100 and then the next 100 and just actually being on this journey with you all is so special. So thank you so much for being part of my journey. And thank you for allowing me to be part of yours. I'm so grateful. So for today's episode, I actually wanted to share 100 lessons that I have learned. But I started writing them down. I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to take far too long. Like it was going to be a very, very long episode. And I thought, no, let's go back to basics. Let's go actually quality over quantity. And so today I've actually written out 15 different lessons that I've learned along this journey of recording 100 episodes and starting this business from scratch and all of the things that I've learned. And so I've got 15 different lessons that I want to share with you all because I think that, well, they have changed my life and I just want to be able to impart this on you and your journey. So yeah, I don't want to waste your time. Let's just get straight into it. So the first one is that money mindset is everything. When I first started my journey, I thought that wealth was a numbers game. And I thought that I just needed to make a certain amount of money and then that would be it. And when I first started reading all of these books about money, they were telling me that I needed to, you know, do my emergency fund. I needed to have multiple streams of income and I needed to do all of these things. And so I started doing those things. But I was having, you know, progress in the sense that I did now have an emergency fund and I did have all of these things. But what I found was that the emergency fund would go up and down, up and down, up and down all the time because obviously things would come up, but sometimes they weren't even emergencies and I would dip in there and I would, you know, use that money for other things. And there were other ways that this kind of showed up in my life where my money mindset wasn't right. And one of them was with my hauora, as you guys will know. I hated spending money on myself and on my health and anything like that. And it was a big expense. That's how I considered it. And my money mindset was actually scarcity still at that point. I didn't believe that money was abundant. I didn't believe that money would come, you know, if I spent it. I thought that I spent my money and it was gone forever. But I had to heal my money mindset. And as soon as I started working on my money mindset, everything started improving. I experienced the most growth after I had invested in my money mindset and after I had learned some things about scarcity and abundance. And now after I started implementing these things in my life, I realized that despite having an emergency fund, despite having more income, despite having those things, I still hadn't achieved that next level, which was through healing my money mindset. Because the strategy of wealth, you know, that's important, but without the mindset, you just can't do it. And so I believe that being able to become wealthy is 80% mindset and only 20% strategy, but you have to have both. You cannot become wealthy with just the mindset and no strategy, and you also cannot become wealthy with just the strategy and no mindset, because it's a journey. And also, if you don't have the mindset, you're not going to be able to keep it, you're not going to be able to grow it, it's just going to come and go all of the time. And so your money mindset is everything, and there are lots of ways that you can improve your money mindset, which we talk about in my program, Te Tiriti Haukura. If you haven't already heard of it, it's a 12-week program which basically goes from A to Z when it comes to money. So I talk about money mindset, I talk about starting your own business, you can increase your income, and I talk about being able to grow that money. So there are, I'm going to put the link in the description below if you're interested in that. But money mindset is just so important, and I wish someone had told me about this back, like, right at the beginning of my journey, because whilst I had heard of it, I thought that I was doing good, but I wasn't doing great, and it didn't stay there. So that is important to know. Money mindset is everything. The next lesson that I've learned is that you need to deal with everything, not everything in the sense that you need to do all of the things at once, but you need to deal with things as they come up. Don't pretend like they're not there. That's something that I used to do all of the time, and I would push it to the back of my mind and just pretend that it wasn't there. And most of these are limiting beliefs. So limiting beliefs are the ideas, those kind of things that pop up in your brain, things that say like, you can't do that, you're never going to be able to do that, no one in your family has achieved XYZ, so you can't do it either. Those are limiting beliefs, and those stop you from being able to achieve your goals and your dreams. And what I used to do was I would just pretend they weren't there, and I would just keep on trying, and I'd just keep on pushing. And whilst that's awesome to keep trying and never give up, you actually have to deal with them. And what I mean by deal with them is, one, you need to identify the belief you have. So, for example, one of mine was that money doesn't grow on trees, and that was because I heard that lots. And so I needed to write that down. And then I needed to assess like where that belief came from, what caused that belief, because often we actually have those beliefs that have come from experiences that we've been through ourselves, or experiences we've seen others close to us go through. So there may be an element of truth to it in certain experiences that you've had. The next thing that you want to do is find out the opposite of that. So money doesn't grow on trees. Is that true for Bill Gates? Is that true for Elon Musk? No, it's not. They make a lot of money, and they make it every single day. They're making millions, billions of dollars. And so money obviously grows on trees for them. And so what you have to understand is that just because maybe money doesn't grow on trees in your environment, it does elsewhere. And basically you're going to flood your mind with this information, because it's going to basically teach your brain that that initial thought isn't true, and that there is actually abundance out there, and you have to find evidence to the opposite of what you were first thinking. And then once you've done that, you want to create an affirmation that's going to make you believe that. So mine is, money flows to me effortlessly and easily. So that's the opposite of money doesn't grow on trees. And basically, by saying this over and over and over again, I started to believe it. Once I started believing it, money literally started coming in more. And it's crazy how you can rewire these beliefs. And when I first heard of people doing this, I was like, you're all cucker. That's so dumb. That doesn't even make sense. But when I experienced it for myself, I was like, wow, these beliefs that I had were stopping me from achieving that next level. And once I was able to actually deal with them instead of pretending that they weren't there, that is when true growth happens. So deal with things when they come up. Do not try and hide from them, because they will keep on coming up until you actually deal with them. I think that the universe sends us messages, it sends us lessons, and it will keep on sending those same lessons, those same messages, until you actually deal with them. And there are so many different examples of this in my life, and I've seen with other people, of people who will like keep on having the same exact problem happening to them because they're refusing to learn the lesson. There are lessons in all of the hardship that we face, and there is something that we can take from that and turn it into a good thing. So if something consistently bad keeps on happening, it's trying to teach you something. What is it trying to teach you? You need to identify that so that you can actually grow. Number three of the 15 lessons that I've learned is that investing in yourself is literally life-changing. I spent my first investment, like significant investment, in a coach in a one-on-one kind of setting was $3,500. And I was so, so scared of being able to do that. I was like terrified. I was like, oh my gosh, like this is such a big cost. This is so much money. What if it doesn't work? What if it doesn't work out? What if this ends up just being a waste of money? I had all of those beliefs, but I trusted in the universe and I trusted that this was going to be a process and that everything was going to work out for me. And it did. Because I literally made a huge return on that investment, and it was very quick. It was a quick return on that investment. And so when I'm saying you need to invest in yourself, you need to be able to find the people who are going to help you to achieve your dream. If you are not in a financial position to invest in like a one-on-one mentor, then there are programs, there are courses out there, there are books out there. There is something for everyone's personal financial circumstance. So if you've got $20 to spare, you can buy a book. If you've got $500 to spare, you can buy a course. Obviously, all different courses range in price, but you know, whatever financial abilities you have, there is something out there for you. If you have more money and you've got maybe a few thousand dollars that you could invest in yourself, then that could be a mentor. If you've got no money whatsoever, then this podcast is perfect for you because there are free lessons in here and this will help you to get to that next level. Then maybe you'll have $20 to invest in the book. Then maybe you'll get $500 and you can do the next thing. So investing in yourself is going to change your life. And I knew this at the beginning of my journey, but I didn't know how much it would. And it truly has. And I'm just so, so grateful for the lessons that I've learned there. So yeah, on that note, if you guys are wanting to invest in yourself and you are wanting to possibly purchase a program, a course that's going to help you reach that next level, I'm going to put the link in the description for Te Tiriti Haukura. So make sure to check that out. The next lesson I have is the power of repetition. So back in the day, I used to get so bored doing the same thing every single day, like going for a walk every day, going to the gym every day. Now I start feeling different. I start feeling weird if I do not do it. And that's because repetition literally causes success. And if you are someone who can show up every single day, it doesn't matter what you're feeling, doesn't matter if you're happy, if you're sad, if you're angry, if you're heartbroken, whatever it is, you need to show up every single day. And that doesn't mean that if you are going through something, you shouldn't take a rest, take a break, because that's also important. I'm not encouraging you to just, you know, hustle through all of the pain. But if you can show up every day for yourself, you're going to see growth. And there will be times where you can't show up, and that's fine. But for the most part, if 80% of the time you're being really, really consistent, you're going to see growth. And being able to show up every day is the utmost form of self-love. Because if you can show up for yourself every single day, then your standards are so much higher. And your standards are, well, if I show up for myself every single day, then like you not showing up every now and then is like, why would I want that? You know, you have to, if you want to attract higher, if you want to attract better, then you have to become better. You're not going to get other people, other things in your life to show up better for you if you're not showing up. You have to give your 100%, which means showing up on the days you don't feel like it. I remember when I first started like trying to go to the gym and all of these things, I remember I posted a reel on Instagram and I said like, oh, I couldn't be bothered today, so I didn't go today. But you know, it's really hard to go when you're struggling or things like that. And someone commented and they said, your feelings are so unreliable because your feelings go up and down all the time. So you cannot rely on your feelings to tell you whether or not you do something. And that comment, I was like, wow, you've hit the nail on the head. And it's so, so, so true. Your feelings are going to change every single day. One day you're happy, one day you're sad. And if you're a wahine, oh my gosh, just wait till your time of the month. Like things just go all over the place all of the time. And if you're relying on your emotions to tell you what you're doing in your life, then your life's not going to be moving very quickly. Well, at least for me, it wouldn't, because my emotions are like, oh yeah, happy, sad, all around the world. And so if you want to be successful and you want to grow success, and you have to show up even when you don't feel like it. Lesson number five is that networking is everything. You are who you surround yourself by. If all of your friends are talking about being poor, if all of your friends are talking about the problems in your life, then that's all you're going to talk about. We are born to want to fit in. We as humans want to be like everyone around us. And so if you're surrounded by people who have bad habits, who aren't willing to do anything to change that, who are lazy, who aren't willing to actually, yeah, do the things to create change, like all of the things they're complaining about, if they're not willing to actually do something about it, then they're not the people for you, because obviously you've clicked on this episode, you're actually interested in developing in yourself. And if none of your friends are, then you need to change your friends. And I'm not saying just go off and cut everyone off. Sometimes it just means limiting how much time you spend with them and spending less time with them, because some people are going to drag you down. If someone is not helping you row your waka forward, then they are dead weight in the back, making it harder for you to row. And that means that you're going to be dragging them along with you. And if they're not helping you go, you need to let them go, or you need to limit how much time you're spending with them. I struggled a lot with this. It was so, so hard, because when you have your friends and when you have, you know, even whānau, and you genuinely love these people and you want to start spending less time with them because they actually make you feel negative and they make you feel less, it's hard, especially if you love these people. But the reality is that if you're not willing to do something different, to do something hard, you're not going to be able to get something more out of it. So if you want something, you're going to have to do something different. And as I said, you don't have to just cut everyone off. You can just limit how much time you're spending with them. And you can even communicate and say that, like, hey, I've decided to start working on my business more. I've decided to start investing in myself more, which means that I'm going to be a bit more busy, which means that I won't be able to spend as much time with you. And so you don't have to lie. You can communicate that. And if they aren't happy with that response, then that's just further information supporting that they don't want what's best for you, because you're saying that you want to do what's best for you. And if they're not willing to support that, then they're not willing to support you in your journey. So yeah, it's the hard truth. It's the hard reality. And I struggled so much trying to, you know, spend less time with people. But, you know, I saw significant growth when I did. When I stopped hanging out with people who complained about their lives all the time, who stopped, who would, like, literally, you need to kind of do an audit about, like, what do they talk about? What are your friends talking about? Because if it's all negative, it's not going to help you. Okay, number 6 is that if your bucket has holes in it, it doesn't matter how much money you make, but money will always feel like flow out of those holes. So the bucket analogy is for your bank account, and the holes are like addictions or anything that is a non-investment that you continually spend your money on that maybe doesn't make you feel good, which actually makes the problem worse. Whatever it is, it's going to vary from person to person. For some people, it's debt. They are consistently in debt and they're always having to pay off yesterday's stuff with tomorrow's money. Whatever it is for you, everyone's going to have different holes at the bottom of their bucket. Mine was vaping. I was always spending money on vaping. And so it doesn't matter if you keep on making money. If you've always have to pay for vaping and maybe you like start vaping more or whatever it is, you're just always going to have money like flowing out of your bucket for that certain thing. And so what you need to do is 1% better every day. You need to start working on reducing the sizes of those holes until they become non-existent. So slowly start decreasing how much you're spending on this thing, and it's going to be hard, it's going to be difficult. No one said this was going to be easy, but that is going to help you, because when your bucket doesn't have holes in it, you can actually keep more of the money that you are making. Okay, number 7 is the more value you provide, the more you're going to get. This lesson is crazy, because in Te Ao Māori, we always want to koha, we want to give, we want to contribute, we want to help other people. And that's why business is so cool, because when we live truly in alignment with our values as Māori, we will succeed in business, because it is Māori to give, it is Māori to share, it is Māori to provide value. And when you do those things, it gets rewarded within business, whether it's how much money you're making, how many sales you are making. When people get something from you, when people are able to get value from you, from your business, they are going to pay for it. They're going to come back. They're going to be returning customers. When you provide value, you get more. That shouldn't be your incentive to want to give value, but it's just a really cool byproduct of it. And I've not noticed that as I've grown, as I've invested more in my business, as I invest more in the things that I sell, like programs, for example, the more I do that and the more effort I put in and the more consistent I am, the more money I make. And that is because the more value you provide, the more you are able to get. That's a huge lesson, and it's so important, because if you're just going to slip, slop and slap everything around, don't expect like abundance to come from that. If you want abundance, you have to give abundance. And so you get what you give, and that's a good lesson to learn. So the lesson number 8 is that you are hardly ever going to feel ready or able to do the things that are going to get you to that next level. I remember when I was just about to go into self-employment and I was so scared. I was like, oh no, like what if I stop making money? What if blah, blah, blah happens? What if this happens? The reality is that if you just jump, you're gonna figure it out. You're gonna learn how to fly. You have to be able to, I'm not saying make any like frivolous or silly decisions without a plan, but if you do things a little bit before you feel ready, then you're going to figure it out. You're going to learn how to swim as you're going. But if you wait until you're ready all the time, so much time is going to pass and you can actually figure things out as you're going. And a lot of my business journey, I've just figured things out. Like when I started this business, I literally used like a Roman Sans, I think it was, the font, to make a logo because I didn't know how to make one. And so I went on Canva, and as you will know, I'm not like a big digital, like I'm not really good at design and things like that. And I just put 2 M's in a circle, a red circle, and people would message me and say, is this like the Mongrel Mob? And I was like, no, this isn't the Mongrel Mob. This is Multi Millionaire. But, you know, like everyone starts somewhere and you have to learn how to just accept that that's part of your journey. Don't fear showing up as like not successful, because over time you're going to grow closer towards that. I'm still not where I want to be, but I've definitely made progress from that first logo. What I'm saying is that you have to just try things. You have to give things a go. You have to have confidence and you have to believe in the power of the universe and that things will work out over time. Like, you're not going to be perfect when you first start trying things, but you are going to become better over time if you consistently show up. And so do things before you feel ready. Just try. Just see what happens. You won't regret trying something and learning a lesson from it. Even if it doesn't succeed, you're going to learn something from it. And that is the most incredible thing, because we want to learn. We want to become better. And you're not able to do that if you don't try anything. So try before you feel ready. The next lesson is number 9. And this is the power of questioning. The power of questioning is so, so important. What I mean by this is if something comes up, ask yourself why. So if you maybe don't succeed in business, or if you lose some money, ask yourself why. Why did you lose the money? What happened? What caused you to do that? The power of questioning allows us to learn lessons. If you keep on making mistakes and you don't ask yourself why did I make that mistake or what did I learn from that, you're just going to keep on making it. You have to ask yourself why. Why did this happen and what lesson am I going to learn from it? Because if you just keep on going and keep on making mistakes and you never ask yourself why, what caused this, you're just going to keep making them. You have to learn your lessons as they come up. Number 10 is planning is not the same as doing. I used to sit there for hours on end planning out my week, trying to say like, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that and I'm going to do this. Why did I just spend those hours actually doing the work, you know? If you're sitting here planning all the time, you're not going to actually be able to do the things. And I'm not saying don't plan, because planning is important, but limit how much time you are planning. If you are limited in how much time you have available, planning for hours is not the best use of your time. The best use of your time is doing the things you know that you should be doing, the things that you're writing down in all of your plans, but you're not actually doing. And so the thing that I use is about prioritization. If there is something that keeps on coming up in your head, like, oh, I got to do this, I got to do that, just do it. Do it right now. Just do it. Because if you keep on pushing it to the back of your mind, it's never going to get done. And we know months go by, weeks go by, and you haven't even done it. So if you have something that keeps on coming up and that's telling you that you need to do it, then just do it. Okay? Number 11 is Hawara is wealth. If you guys have listened to my last episode about Hawara and about health, you'll know how important it is to invest in your health, because there are so many different things that come from being healthier, from investing in your Hawara. One of them is energy. I have so much more energy now. Back in the day, I used to wake up tired and I had no energy to do the things I wanted to do. How was I supposed to become a millionaire if I didn't have energy? You need energy to be able to do the mahi that is going to equal your success. And so I had to do whatever it took to be able to increase how much energy I had. And that comes from improving my hauora. That's only one aspect of it though. The physical benefits of it for your body and how you feel is also incredible. The next one is also the cost of being unwell. People don't realize how expensive it is to be sick, how expensive it is to consistently go to the doctors. I was at the doctors all of the time that I had to budget for it. I had to literally have like an account just for the doctors because I was always there. If you are consistently unwell, it's going to become a cost. And so if you can invest in your hauora, if you can just learn how to treat yourself better, how to look after yourself better, that's going to help so much. If you think about like a dying person, or a sick person, someone who's got a terminal illness, their only wish is for health. They don't care about anything else. Money can't buy health when you are at that stage. You have to look after yourself before you get there. Prevention is the best thing that you can do. Looking after yourself is so important. And I think in Māori culture, it's very common for us, you know, to not eat good kai, to have lots of white bread at the dinner table, all of these things. And these come from obviously struggle. There's a lot of poverty in our communities, and these things make it really hard to work on our hauora. But if we can make small changes, if there are small things that we can do to help improve it, it could be just going on a little walk. A walk is free, you can do that. Doing some journaling, these things will really help you. Drinking water. How many people do not drink enough water? It's crazy. Drinking water will help you with your mood. It will help you to show up better. It will give you more energy. When you're tired, have a drink of water. That will help. Number 12 is networking. Networking will change your life. Just like how I was saying, you know, if you're surrounded by friends who aren't wanting what's best for you, that's going to, you know, contribute to how you think about yourself. When it comes to networking, your brain needs evidence that what you are striving for is actually like possible. Because your brain has been conditioned to believe that what the kind of life you are living now is just the type of life you're living, because that's what your parents have done, that's what your whānau have done, and that's just normal. But if you surround yourself by successful people, your brain's going to start building evidence that what you want to do is actually possible. And your brain is going to use those people as evidence for that. When your brain has evidence that it is actually real and it is actually possible, that's going to contribute to your behaviors. Because if you don't actually believe that wealth is possible for you, you're not going to do the things that contribute to wealth, is it? See, me today, I genuinely believe that it is only time before I become a millionaire. It is only time. Like, I know that I'm on the path of achieving that. And so every single day I'm putting in the mahi that's going to allow me to do that. And I want you to believe the exact same for yourself. You are going to be a Māori millionaire. If you put the mahi in and if you're consistent, you will achieve it. You can do this. But you have to believe in yourself. Number 13 is learn when to say no, learn when to walk away. Just like with the friendships, the same can apply with all areas of life. So there are so many different examples. I always find it hard, like, thinking about examples, like, what can I share on here that everyone is going to hear? But learning how to say no or learning when to walk away is so, so difficult. It's hard. It's really, really hard. Trust me, I know. But when you're able to walk away from things, people, from jobs, from experiences, from anything like that isn't serving you, that isn't helping you to become your best self, you will end up on top. And I know it's hard. There are different barriers associated with this, but you have to do what you have to do. Walking away from things that aren't serving you is just going to make your life harder. You have to learn when to walk away. Number 14 is that you need to know that what is meant for you will never, ever pass you. What is meant for you will come to you. It's only a matter of time. And so if you're getting rejected for something, or say something isn't working out in your life, it's because it's not meant to be. And you will learn that in time. The amount of things that, like, at the time I was like so upset that I didn't get an opportunity, or so upset that didn't happen. And then a few months go by and I'm like, actually, I know why it didn't work out, because this was coming, or something better was coming for me. Something more impressive was coming. If something passes you, it's because it wasn't meant for you. And that means that maybe something better is coming, or maybe that just wasn't it for you, but the universe is there to protect you. And yeah, what is meant for you will never, ever pass you. Number 15, our last lesson for today is, if you have been given a desire, if you have been given a dream, that is because you are capable of achieving it. You do not get dreams, you do not get visions if you are not actually capable of achieving it. Not everyone wants to become a millionaire. Like, did you know that? I didn't know that. I thought everyone wanted to be rich. But if you have a dream to open up a business, if you have a vision of becoming wealthy, that's because you also have the capabilities of doing that. But you need to do all of these other lessons that I've told you about, actually getting around the right people, getting around the ideas and the networking opportunities that are going to help you to achieve that. But if you've been given a dream, if you've been given a desire, it's because you have the power, you have the capability of achieving that. So these are our 15 lessons for today. I'm going to run through them very quickly again for you all. The first one is that money mindset is everything. The next one is to deal with things as they come up, do not hide. Number three is to invest in yourself, invest in coaches, programs, self-development. Number four is the power of repetition. Same stuff, different day, this is going to cause success. Number five, networking is everything. Understand that those who are around you are going to help you reach that next level. So you need to be with. Oh my gosh, I've got that twice. Number six is, if your bucket has holes, it won't matter how much money you make, but money will always fall out of the bucket. Number seven is, the more value you provide, the more you get. Number eight is, you're hardly ever going to feel ready or able. You have to trust that things will work out. Number eight is, you're hardly ever going to feel ready or able, but you have to trust that things will work out. The ability just to trust in the process is going to change everything for you. Number nine is the power of questioning. Ask yourself why. Do it all the time. Get your journal. Buy a journal if you don't have one, because asking yourself these questions is so important. Number 10 is, planning is not the same as doing. Number 11, hold water is wealth. Take it seriously. Number 12, networking will change your life. So the other networking point I had was about making sure that your friends are helping you to achieve your goals, and if they're not, limiting how much time you're spending with them. This networking is about surrounding yourself by successful people who are going to make your brain believe that it is possible. Number 13 is, learn when to say no, learn when to walk away. Number 14, what is meant for you will never pass you. Number 15, if you've been given a desire, if you've been given a dream, it's because it is possible for you. So those are today's lessons, and I hope that you all enjoyed them. If you have any more questions, or if you have any podcast recommendations, please send them through. But if you enjoyed this episode, please share this on your story. I would so appreciate it, because we actually hit 100 podcast episodes, which is just so exciting and so incredible. And I'm so proud of every single person who has joined me on these episodes. Some people have been listening since the beginning, and so yeah, 100 episodes. I'm so excited for the next 100. But yeah, thank you so much for being here, for listening. And as I said, if you want to join my program, if you're ready to invest in yourself and you want to see results and you want to see growth, remember, it's going to take something. It's going to be come at a cost. You cannot expect incredible results if you don't put something into it. So if you're ready to invest in yourself, then my program, Te Tiriti Haukura, is a full 12-week program, and I'm going to teach you all of the things that are going to help you to level up your life, to heal your money mindset, to make more money through business, to be able to grow that money. All of these things are going to be available in the program, and the link to be able to learn more about the program and whether or not it is a right fit for you will be in the description below. But I hope to see you in the program, and if not, that's Katie Pai also. But yeah, I've really enjoyed my time with you all. I so appreciate having you listen to these episodes. Imagine if I posted these and no one listened to them. So grateful for you all, and I hope you guys have a beautiful day. Happy 100 podcast episodes. So exciting. Okay, that's me for today, and I hope you guys enjoyed. Nō reira, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā tātou katoa.